ರಾಜವಂ ಅಹಿಂಸಾ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಅಕ್ರೋಧಂ ತ್ಯಾಗ ಶಾಂತಿ ಅಪೈಷಣಂ ದಯಾ ಭೂತೇಷು ಅಲುಷ್ಟಂ ಆದಮಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಅಚಾಪಿ ಬೀಜ ಕ್ಷಮಾ ಧೃತಿ ಶೌಚಮಗ್ರಹ ನಾತ್ಮಾನಿತ ಭವಂತಿ ಸಂಪದನ ದೈವಿ ಅಭಿಜಾತ ಸ್ವಭಾವ ಬೀಜ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಟಿ ಹರ್ಮೆ ವಿಸ್ತಾರ they are called Deva, godly quality. And non-godly quality, demonic qualities, Dhamma, Gatva, Abhimanascha, Krodha, Parutta, Nevacha, Ajnanam, Chabi, Jatascha, Patha, Sampadam, Adhya. Then he explains that if you develop your godly characteristics, then you make progress to our liberation. Daivi sampad vimoksha. Vimoksha. Vimoksha means liberation. This word vimoksha is very significant. Moksha means liberation. And why this word vi? Vi means vishesh, specifically. Specifically, moksha. There are two kinds of moksha. Actually, there are five kinds of moksha. But five kinds can be divided into two kinds. Liberation, sadhujya, samipva, salapva, sarupva, sati. Then again, these five kinds of liberation can be divided into two. One is sadhujya mukti and another sarupva, salapva, sati, samipva. These four in one division. Sādhujya mukti means to merge into the existence of the Supreme. And sarupa mukti means to acquire exactly the bodily features of Vishnu, four hands. Just like in the Vaikuntha, the inhabitants are exactly of the same features as Narayana. They have got also four hands. We cannot distinguish who is Narayan and who is not Narayan. That is called sarupa mukti. Just like when Vaikuntha Dutas were sent to reclaim Ajami, they were four-handed, exactly looking like Narayan. It can be understood that in this planet, if a president of the in the Indian Union comes here, unless he is very well known, nobody can distinguish who is president and who is the common gentleman, because the features are the same. Similarly, in the Vaikuntha Loka, the inhabitants of Vaikuntha are exactly like Narayana. Sarupa Mukti means to live in the same planet where God is living, Narayana is living. And Shasti, to acquire the same opulence as Narayana has got opulence. And Samipa means to remain always with Narayana, as associates. That's why Krishna has his associates. Krishna has appeared on this material world. He had his eternal associates. The cowherd boy, the gopis, they are always with Krishna. That is called samipa. They are never away from Krishna. It is possible, everyone can attain. Krishna comes down on this planet to exhibit his phenomenal leela, just to attract us, that anyone can have the same facility to play with Krishna. Talk with Krishna. That is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Ittham Brahma Sukhanu Hutya Darsam Gatanan Paradaivatena Maya Sitangan Naradaratena Sadham Vijaruhu Kritapunna Punya. Sudde Goswami is describing the Krishna and his friends, flower boys, playing together. So he is remarking that these boys were playing with Krishna. They are not ordinary boys. Because they are playing with Ittham Brahma Sukhanukhutya. Ittham Satana Brahma Sukhanukhutya. They are playing with the absolute truth, which is realized by the great agent as the impersonal Brahma. There are different features of the absolute truth. Impersonal Brahma, localized Paramatma, and personality of God. So those who are attached to impersonal Brahma, Sukadeva Goswami says that these boys who are playing with Krishna, if Krishna is Brahma Sukhanubhutya, the origin of Brahma Sukh. It is also said in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahmana Aham Pratistha. The Brahma, the impersonal Brahma, is situated on me. Because Brahma is the bodily effulgence of Krishna. Yastha Prabha, Prabhupatu, Jagadam Lopu. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami says that these boys, they are not ordinary boys. They are playing with the Supreme Brahma. Ittham satang brahma sukhanu utya. And dasangatanan paradaivatena. And those who are devoting, those who are taking their position as eternal servants of God, dasangatanan. For them, he is the Supreme Personality of God. For the impersonalist, he is the Supreme Brahma. And for the personalist, devotee, he is the Supreme Personality of God. And maya sitanam nandarakena, and those who are under the influence of the illusory energy, maya, for them this Krishna is ordinary God. Maya sitanam, they cannot see Krishna. Abhijananti mana mura manusim tanumas. Those who are muras, not sufficient knowledge, poor fond of knowledge, they accept Krishna as ordinary person. So therefore, Bhagavata also says, maya sthitanam naradarati. Those who are under the protection of maya, illusory energy, for them Krishna is ordinary person, a human being. But these boys are playing kṛta-punya-punya. Kṛta-punya-punya. Punya means stock, huge stock of pious activity. Therefore, they have come to the position directly playing with Krishna. They have become associates. So that is possible. Anyone can become direct associates of Krishna. That is called samipam. Always with Krishna. Whenever Krishna appears, they also appear. So, there are two kinds of muktism. So far as sadhujya mukti is concerned, that is not very sure. What is it now? Sadhujya mukti, one who takes liberation of merging into the existence of the Supreme Absolute Truth. That is not a very secure position, because they may fall down again to the material world. That is also stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Arucha kritchena param padam tata patanti adha ana vidudismatam. These impersonalists, after undergoing severe austerity, to come to the Brahma platform, impersonal Brahma platform, that is also not very easy. One has to undergo severe austerity, tapasya. Nothing can be achieved with tapasya. any kind of liberation cannot be achieved without tapasya. That is the verdict of all Vedic people. You cannot make it very easily accessible. But for this age, it is easily accessible because the people are not so advanced. Therefore, Shastra gives them a little concession. Just like in the race, the horse which is weak, it gives it some concession is given. And the those who are strong, they are overloaded. Similarly, because the people of this age are not very strong, spiritually inclined, therefore, for this particular age of Kali, the tapasya has been decreased. That's right. These boys have done. The tapasya means they have simply given us some bad habits. No illicit sex life, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. That's very easy. Now you can see, this is tapasya. And chanting Hare Krishna mantra 24 hours. This is the tapasya for Kali. Kalo nasti manasti manasti. Any other means of meditation, offering sacrifices, or worshipping the deity in the temple, these are difficult tasks, especially in this age. Kalo tad Hari Kirtana. In this age, simply by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, one can very easily make advance in spiritual life. And you can see how these boys and girls, those who are coming from Western countries, although they had many misgivings in their past life, now they are pure, only account of chanting this Hare Krishna. This is their now developing the Daivi Sampa. Daivi Sampa means the characteristics by which they can make very easy progress toward liberation and spiritual reality. That is called Daivi. As soon as one becomes a devotee, these Daivi Sampas automatically become manifest. Yashasvi bhakti bhagavati apintyam sarvai gunai tattva samadhi. As soon as one develops his original dormant love of God or Krishna consciousness, then all the good qualities become manifest, because the good qualities are already there. This is the process. People are trying to make people very honest. But how they can be honest? Unless there is Krishna consciousness, it is very difficult to become honest. Rao bhaktasya kuto mahadguna. Mahadguna, good quality, good characteristics, good behavior, moral quality, cannot be developed if one is not Krishna consciousness. That's not possible. If people are simply trained to be Krishna conscious, then the state will save so much expense. Because they have to maintain huge establishments to stop criminal activity. But if people become devotees, there will be no more criminal activity. That's a fact. Therefore, it is the duty of everyone to train everyone. As like the parents, they should train their children to become Krishna conscious. The state should encourage how people can become Krishna conscious. Then automatically all the good qualities will come. That actually in the United States, the government is realizing the importance of our movement. Because the government has said to stop these intoxication habits, LSD. In the Western countries, the younger generation are becoming too much addicted to these intoxication, LSD habits. And it has become a problem to the government. and they have established so many institutions to stop this habit, but they have failed. But they are seeing wonderful results amongst our camp, that simply coming to Krishna consciousness, they have given all interest. This is the practical. They have given up. So some of the institutions, government institutions, they are inviting us. How you can help? We say that our process is simple. We cannot take any other process. Our process is that if anyone wants to be cured from this bad habit, then let him come, live with us. That's all. Sit down here, chant Hare Krishna mantra, see the Aratri, and take prasadam. And there is no, we don't supply any tea or coffee, no, we cannot supply. And nobody gratifies that you are not supplying us tea or coffee or cigarettes, no. The spiritual power is so nice that automatically forgets. Param Dishya Nivartate, as it is stated in the Old Word. If you find something very palatable, very nice, then you give up the bad thing. If you are offered a nice rasgulla, why should you take ordinary molasses or good? Or anything else? Param Dishya Nivartate, that is the formula given by Lord Krishna. When one releases a transcendental pleasure, he automatically gives us the so-called material pleasure. Automatically. So therefore, Krishna is saying that Dvaivasampad Aya. These Dvaivasampad characteristics should be encouraged to make one liberate, vimoksha. Just like these five sankars have become liberated from all bad habits. Daiva sampad vimokhaya. Daiva sampad vimokhaya nivandhaya asurimata. And if you develop demonic qualities, then you become more and more entangled in this material existence. It is very risky. We are thinking that let me enjoy this life to my best capacity, as the atheist class of people think. But they do not know how much risk they are taking. If I develop my characteristics like cats and dogs, then my next life is becoming bound up in the body of cats and dogs. But they do not know the science. How the transmigration of this soul is evolving in 8,400,000 species of life, the modern science, they do not know. They do not know. But there is law. Prakitat kirmana ni gulai karmani sarvata ahamkara vimula mahatta aham iti mannati. We have come to this civilized form of human being. Especially, we have taken birth in India. It is a good fortune. It is an opportunity given by Prakriti Kriyamanani, Gurai Karmani Sarva. So we should take advantage of this opportunity. Here in India we have got this sublime knowledge of Veda. And here there are still thousands and thousands of saintly persons. So we should take advantage of this facility. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore said that anyone who has taken birth in the land of Bharatvara, Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Haiva Jaha, anyone who has taken birth in this land of Bharatvara, Janma Sartha Kari Karo Paro Pukaha. First of all, make your life perfect by taking advantage of this Vedic Prasad facility and then distribute this knowledge all over the world. This is injunction. This is the mission of Lord Krishna. So, it is practically being utilized in this Krishna consciousness moment. We are giving the knowledge, this knowledge to the Western world in different ways. But the mass of people simply by chanting. making the very fast. And the class of it, we are not books, we have got many important books. Let them understand our philosophy with the scientific knowledge, philosophical vision. Not that we are simply sentimental, simply dancing. We have got dancing is not sentimental, it is spiritual extent. It is not ordinary dancing. This dancing is not ordinary dancing. Anyway, if you think that this dancing is a sentimental caricature, no, you may think like that. But if you want to understand through philosophy and science, we can supply immense research. So, this is the duty. This is the duty of all responsible Indians. How to make his life perfect, utilizing Vedic knowledge, and then distribute it throughout the whole world. Because in other parts of the world, there are no such parts. Why these American boys are coming to us? Because they did not get the advantage of spiritual life. But they are seeking after spiritual life. Akasa Brahmajikna. They are fed up with this materialistic way of life. They want something spiritual. But because there is no such information, there is no such leader, they are becoming hippies. Frustrated, confused. And because here is something substantial, they are taking. This is the secret of success of which people concentrate. So here is clearly stated, the daivi sambhav vimokha. If you do not develop your godly qualities, then there is no question of liberation. It is not a fashion that you do anything nonsense and simply take a Vedanta and talk while smoking and you become liberated. It is not so easy. It is not so easy. You have to form your Vedanta correct. Then you can understand this philosophy. Nidham antakasam papam jananam punyakarmana te dannamahalai matta bhajanti mahadu. So those who come to Krishna consciousness, they are not ordinary persons. Because it's not his personality. Who can come to him? Janaram Bhumana, he is Dandamahanirmakka, Bhajante Maam Virapruta. Virapruta means his firm conviction that simply by devotional service to Krishna, simply by becoming Krishna conscious, one becomes perfect in all respects. This is called faith. So this is called faith. Desamantavatam papam jananam punyakarmanam te dandamaha nirmukta. The duality. Our position in this dual world is we are always doubtful. Krishna says, sarva dhammam parityajya mamekam saranam vajam. But we are doubtful. That is material influence. So how it is that since you are surrendered to Krishna and become free from all material contamination or sinful activity, resulted in doubt. But actually you should not be doubtful, you should accept. Because Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, you should accept His word as it is. And because you are doubtful, you are presenting Krishna in a different way. There are so many commentators, so many Samis, they put Krishna in a different way. But Krishna is Krishna, law-abiding. We cannot comment on the Krishna's personality. He says that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Matta paratanam nanna kinti jasti dhananjaya. There is no more superior authority than me. We are there. Then we can understand Bhagavad Gita and take advantage of it. Otherwise it's not possible. And that requires daivi sambhav, godly characteristics. So the godly characteristics, either you practice yourself, come to the godly characteristics, or there is simple method. If you get to devotional service, all the godly qualities automatically. This is practice. So in these days, to develop these godly qualities, is very difficult. But if you take to Krishna-bhava aspect, by the simple method, by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, then automatically you will develop all the God's forms. Daivi-sam-asdhiva-khaya-vipul-dhaya-asuri-mata-ma-jusa-sampadam-daivi-avijatusi-bhārti. Now, Arjuna is encouraged because Arjuna was thinking in the terms of material calculation. It is like Gandhi introduced this non-violence. That is, material calculation is all right to become non-violent, good quality. But from spiritual calculation means the surrendering unto Krishna and then act. The difference between bhakti yoga and ordinary karma is this, that when one's senses are purified under the direction of Krishna or his representative, that is bhakti. Rishikena Rishikena Sevanam Bhakti Richard. What is bhakti? Prabhupadi Vinyan Maksam Tatparatena Nirmanam. One has to be become purified. Sarvabhadi Vinimukta. At the present moment, we are encumbered with different types of designation. I am Indian, I am Christian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am this and that. They are all upadhi. But when one comes to the understanding that I am eternally servant of Krishna, that is liberation. That is, Sarvapadi Vinimuktam, Tatparatena Nirmala. He identifies with Krishna's interest, he becomes Nirmala. That is Mukta. Nirmala means Mukta. So long we are contaminated, we are not Mukta, we are conditioned. And as soon as we become Nirmala, that means Mukta. This thing has several times explained in Srimad Bhagavatam also. What is Mukti? Mukti means to be situated in his original position. That is mukti. Just like a man is diseased. If he says that now he is relieved from the disease condition, that is mukti. Now he is healthy condition. That is mukti. Mukti means change of the condition. That is mukti. Not that something extraordinary happens. The change of condition. But the condition, the material condition of life means that we are embarrassed with so many plants and concocts and forces. That is not mukti. That is the stage of non-liberated position. And mukti means to be situated in his original position. That is mukti. Mukti, vidya annatharupam. Vidva annatharupa. What that annatharupa? Annathar means otherwise. Every one of us acting otherwise. Somebody is acting that I am Pakistan. I am East Pakistan. I am West Pakistan. Let us fight. Annatharupa. Few days before, they were all Pakistan. When there was fighting between India and Pakistan, they were all in that. Now they have changed that. Another Annatharupa, that I am Eastern Pakistani, I am Western Pakistani. In this way, so long you are contaminated, you change your point, you have changed your position, but it's not that real position, unless you come to the real position. The real position is, as Krishna says, that Moivamsa Jiva Bhuta, all living entities are my part and part. When you realize that I am part and parcel of Krishna. Therefore, my only business is to serve Krishna. Just like part and parcel of my body is always serving. Similarly, we being part and parcel of Krishna, our only business is to be engaged in devotional service of Krishna. That is Sarupena Avastiti. Here Krishna is encouraging Arjuna, Ma Sucha, don't think that because I am engaging you to fight, don't think that you are demonic one. Because generally people say when one fights, he is considered to be violent, demonic. But Krishna has already encouraged Arjuna to fight. But here he says that these are the godly qualities. Opposition of non-violence, ahimsa, anti ajava, ahimsa. These things have been stated. So, because Arjuna is Krishna's very intimate and dear friend, immediately he says, as soon as he says, Devi Sampad Vimokhaya, Nibandhaya Asurimata, Asurimata, the Asuric fighting or Asuric quality is the cause of being entangled in this material existence. So Arjuna may be thinking that I am fighting. I am also in Asuric Sampad. So Krishna is immediately encouraging him, Mahasutra. Mahasutra Sampadam Devi Bhavijatastava. Don't think that you are in the Asuric Sampad. Why? You are fighting, you are stealing. Why Krishna says that you are in the Daivi Sampad? The thing is that he is fighting not for himself, he is fighting for Krishna. Very beautiful. He was fighting for Krishna. Personally, he was not inclined to fight, non-violent. No, Krishna, I cannot fight. I cannot kill my brothers and the grandfather and so many deities on the other side. I cannot. That was his personal consideration. But when the consideration is in Krishna consciousness, fighting for Krishna, that is the reason. So, the summary that if anyone is in Krishna consciousness, actually, not by contact and by imagination, actually, then whatever he does, that is the reason. Whatever he does, that is the reason. Pannimittam kritam pāpam punnāyavatam. There are so many examples we can cite, some of them. Just like the gopis. The gopis are dead of night. When Krishna's flute was being played, the gopis were young girls. They immediately gave up their all engagement, some of them, and taking care of the children, some of them were cooking, some of them were giving food to the husband. So many engagements. But they gave up everything and immediately went to Krishna. Krishna advised them, oh, at dead of night you have come here, you have given up. This is not good for you, please retire. Those who have read Srimad Bhagavatam, these things are there. Now, for young women to leave family home and go to the forest for another person, it is most abominable, sinful in the ordinary life, sinful. But because it was done for Krishna, even Lord Chaitanya said, Brahma kasi upasana brajavadhu parga vija parga. What can be the best type of worship than what was comprehended by the gopis. So in the ordinary way, if a young woman, goes to another person for dancing or some other purpose, that is most sinful. But this is to be understood. Another example can be given. Just like Pullar Maharaj. Pullar Maharaj was so much harassed by his father and Hiranyakashipu and Lord Vishnudeva appeared, and in the presence of Prahlad Maharaj, the father was killed. What is that prayer? Tava para tava lamari na samadhukta singam dalita Hiranyakashipu tanu bhingma kesa madhita narahari rupa jaya jagadisha. So now, come materialistic point of view, you see, that Prahlad Maharaj, hey, what kind of devotee he is? In his presence, his father is being killed, and he did not protest. So from the ordinary point of view, it is simple. If your father is attacked by somebody, it is your duty. But Prahlad Maharaj, you know, Prahlad Maharaj knew, that is another chapter. In the letter, he made his father liberate. But from the superficial point of view, that he was present while his father was being killed. There are some similar other examples. Holy Maharaj gave up his spiritual master, practice person. So, here also the same example can be cited. So Krishna says personally, Ma Sucha Sampadana Dvaivin Obhijata Sinbhara. My dear Arjuna, don't be worried that you are in the demonic situation. Your situation is Dvaivin, God. Why is it godly? Because although you were fighting, it was violent. Because if the fight was on account of Krishna, therefore it is. Otherwise, how can you support? He was engaged in killing business and it is called doing something. Then he explained, Dau Bhutatatva Lokeshmin Daiva Aturayavaja Daiva Vistarasa Krota Aturam Vatme Sinu. That I have very vividly described what are the godly characteristics. Now, I shall explain to you what are the demonic characteristics. Pravittincha nivittincha janana vidva. Who is a demon? A demon, first qualification is, he does not know what is, real duty. What one should do and what one should not do. Pravitti and nivitti. There are two kinds of activity. So if one does not know what kind of activities one can accept and what kind of activities one should reject, if he does not know, then he is a Oshiva.